What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Committee, and today we're going to be looking over your 2023 college football fan predictions. Sorry this is coming at you so late. This should have been done months ago, but I felt, even with the delay, I wanted to get the information back to you guys. So, obviously, we're going to start with the Sooners. Most predictions coming from the OU fans. So I'll just list off the names and the record predictions here. So Oklahoma went 10-2, 10-3, including the loss in the Alamo Bowl to Arizona. That was a tough game. Don't want to talk about that one. Luke, 9-3, very close. Ryan, 10-2, got it right on the money. Keep in mind, by the way, some people did predict bowl games and records, including the bowl games as well. So I'll let you know on that. Carson, 9-3. Ian, 11-1. Also said national champions. Minch, 9-3. Also like to mention that USC will lose. And they did lose. They went 7-5 in regular season. Good call there, Minch. Sal, 10-2. Gets it. Him and Ryan, the only correct predictions for the Sooners. Alex, 9-3. Right there. Jake, 8-4. Arlington didn't have too much faith in the Sooners, as they bested his prediction by two games. Caleb didn't give a record, but said college football playoff champions. Not quite, but I respect the fandom. So, 8 Sooner predictors averaging a record of 9.375 and 2.625 wins to losses. Actual, as I said, 10-2 in the regular season. So the fans were close. They got that one. If we have a really generous roundup, like your favorite professor who's super chill, that's what we're going to do here. We're going to round it up. They got it on the money. Speaking of on the money, Ohio State, we only had one predictor. And Austin said 11-1, lost to Michigan, misses the Big Ten championship game and the college football playoff. Could not have been more correct. That is exactly what happened for the Buckeyes this season. I'm sure he's going to be looking forward to next season as Ohio State is loaded. But that's quite the prediction there. Also, way to clear the bias. You know, he recognized that the Big Blue were going to take it. And so did Big Mike. Big Mike, one of the only other people to get a correct prediction. He did not give a record prediction, but he did say undefeated. And, of course, the Wolverines went 15-0, winning the national championship. So congrats to Big Mike, Dirk, Chad, and the boys on an excellent season. And the Wolverines finally win a natty. It's been a long time coming. And excellent season. Got a couple players we're going to be talking about in some other episodes in the mock drafts. From natty to bowl-less, the TCU Horned Frogs did a lot worse than Carson expected. Carson said 11-3, and they went 5-7. So 11-3, and that's including the bowl game, he said, so which would also mean they would be playing the Big 12 title. So I'm not sure. I would assume this is a 9-3 team who wins the Big 12 and then wins a bowl game. But, you know, it could have been a 10-2 team. Loses the Big 12, wins the bowl game, 10-2 team, you know, or 11-1 team, loses Big 12 and bowl game, whatever it may be. It wasn't any of that. The Horned Frogs went 5-7 in a sophomore slump for Sonny Dyke and the boys. Unfortunate there. The A&M boys, Preston and Riley, both predicted the Aggies to go 9-3, and they actually went 7-5, not terrible there. Just a little too faithful in the Aggies, which maybe you shouldn't be, because it's the Aggies, guys. So, taking a look at the losses that they predicted, man, it is coming down outside right now. Absolutely pouring. It was supposed to happen earlier, and now it is just pushed back a couple hours, and it's here now. So, Preston said losses to Tennessee, Ole Miss, and LSU. Riley said 9-3 with losses to 3 out of the 4, Bama, Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss. So they both predicted losses to Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU. Interesting enough. Oh my goodness. You guys hear that? Holy. Wow. So Preston predicted the W over Bama. It was close. 26-20 loss at Kyle Field there. They did lose to Tennessee. They did lose to Ole Miss. And they did lose to LSU. So they weren't too far off. They also did miss the Miami-Florida loss. The losses weren't terrible. You know, A&M wasn't a great team despite the talent. But at least it's – including the loss to Oklahoma State then in the bowl game, finishing 7-6, by the way. Five ranked losses and then a loss to Miami on the road, who was ranked at the time. Didn't finish ranked, but they were ranked. Sorry, I was reading. A&M was ranked at the time. Anyways, you'll get there, Aggies. Don't worry. You'll get there someday. Now, who's got there? Texas State. Jay coming in with the correct prediction. He didn't give us a number, but he said, all I know is Texas State is going to thump Baylor next weekend, 1 week before the season. And the Bobcats did it. They went to Waco and beat Baylor 42-31. Absolutely embarrassing loss for the Bears. Just can't happen. Richard and Ford really sulked in that one, and it hurt their prediction a bit. Ford said 9-3 or 8-4. Richard said 8-4 or 7-5. The Bears went 3-9. Not a memorable season at all. Hopefully next year gets better. Aranda could be on the block. Virginia Tech. The Hokies. Booth says 7-5, and they're going to make a booty bowl game, he says. They did make a booty bowl game. They went 6-6, made the military bowl, and got the W over Tulane, and finished 7-6. That's a pretty good prediction from Booth there. Who doesn't want to win the military bowl? I know I do. North Texas Mean Green. Mason predicts 6-6, just squeaking in a bowl game. Unfortunately, 5-7, like the Horned Frogs, both just missing out on bowl season. GMG, you'll get it next year. And then last but not least, Daniel predicted the LSU Tigers to go undefeated a la Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. They didn't get it done, going 9-3 in the regular season, but Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman, so it is not a season for nothing for the Tigers. I'm sure he enjoyed watching that, but just a little bit off there. So kudos to Big Mike, Jay, Austin, Ryan, and Sal for getting the predictions correct. Your prize will be in the mail shortly. It's very extravagant. So keep an eye out for that. Thank you guys for your predictions, and thank you for listening to the podcast as always. I'm going to be doing this season predictions again. I'm going to try to do it a little bit sooner than just 1 week before the season. So you guys are all going to want to respond to that, and then I promise I will be getting the concurrent episode at the end of the season with the review out much quicker this time than April Fool's Day. No joke. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll see you guys in the next one.